Atem nitzavim hayoim, you all stand in fnei Hashem lekeichem. So atem nitzavim hayoim, the Zohar Kodesh brings down that the hayoim that we're referring to is Yom Adedina, today of Rosh Hashanah. So atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem, you all standing lifnei Hashem lekeichem. Which day are we talking about? Hayoim is Yom Adedina. So there's one very, very fascinating piece I saw, and I think it's a real game changer in our perspective we have of what our work should be in Rosh Hashanah. And it's a piece that I saw from Shoma Volber Zatzal in Ali Shor. It is an incredible piece. The chidushim that come out of here is outstanding, and I believe if you work on it carefully, I think we'll have a different avoda that we usually would have otherwise anticipated in Rosh Hashanah. It all begins really with Kriya. Yeah, look in Kriya Satira on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is, let's understand, put in perspective, it's the Yom Adin, it is the first day of the year, it is the first drosha that we have from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Kriya Satira is a drosha from the Torah from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and it's supposed to give us perspective of how we should be reacting on Rosh Hashanah, what we should be learning from Rosh Hashanah. And what kind of Kriya Satira do we have? So on the second day, it's a beautiful Kriya Satira. It talks about Avram Avinu. It talks about Yitzchak. It talks about the Mesiras Nefesh that Avram Avinu had in order to be called to task, to slaughter, to do the arcade of his own child. And the Simcha Avram Avinu went with it. That's all about Mesiras Nefesh. It's all about total dedication to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's talking about the relationship we have between father and child, the trust they had. It's talking about Avraham Avinu's Nevuah, the elegance and beauty of the Jewish nation, of how much they're willing to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then we can all understand why that's brought down as the Kriya Satira. But the Kriya Satira of the first day is very, very unusual. Kriya Satira of the first day, granted, it has a few psukim that are marginally, it has got to do with Rosh Hashanah Vashem Pakad Esoro. Look in Perik Chof Aleph, in Bereshit Perik Chof Aleph. Vashem Pakad Esoro Kasha Omo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Pakad Esoro, remembered Soro like he said, Vayas Hashem Esoro Kasha Dibber, and he do as he said he would do. Fataha Vatelet Soro Lavrom, Bein Eskunov, he had a child, Lamoyed Ashtibo Oso Elekin, at the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it would be born, Yikra Avram Hashem Bonai Anoidu Lashi Odalei Soro Yitzchok, and the child was called Yitzchok. Fine. So the parasha talks about the birth of Yitzchok. Why has it got to do Rosh Hashanah? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Sora was nifkad. She was remembered on that day. And therefore, we talk about what goes on as Rosh Hashanah as remembered on that day. Which is, again, a very, very beautiful thing to understand, that all our zechusim are measured in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the pekida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tremendous amount of brach on that day. That's all wonderful. But then the parasha goes on, and it veers off track. And Rabbi Yisai, I don't know how much the aliyahs cost over here. But yeah, I don't know how much the aliyahs cost. But the aliyahs that, certainly in the Sfaradish shuls and certainly in the Chutz La'aretz, the aliyahs for Rosh Hashanah, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000, I don't know how high it goes, right?
Well, depends which shul.
Or depends which shul. $10,000, no, $4,000, $3,000, anyone for $18?
$1,800.
So a lot of money. And what's it about? What is a person paying for that aliyah? I'll tell you what he's paying for. The parasha talks about, all about, he made a big party, and then he saw a Teire Soros Ben Hoga Har Mitzris Ashiyod Rav Romantik, and starts talking about Yishmael. And Yishmael this, and Yishmael that, and chuck out Yishmael, and it's bad in the eyes of Abraham, and Abraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't let it be bad in your eyes, listen to her, because Yitzchak could be the main one, and he's also your child, and he wakes up, and takes a chemas mayim, and takes it out, and the water is empty from the chemas mayim, there's no more water left, and the child almost died, and he was standing in front there, and he said, don't let the child die, and the child cried, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the koil of the child, and he sent a malach, and Rabbi Yisai, this seems like, excuse my expression, this seems like an introduction to Islam. This is Rosh Hashanah. This is waiting to hear the word of Hashem. How are we supposed to act in Rosh Hashanah? And we hear all about Yishmael. But you hear all about Yishmael. You hear all about this and about that. It's wonderful, but you know, we don't have a big green dome on top of our shul. Yeah?
He's a cousin.
Okay, there's other things to learn about. Yeah, cousins are wonderful. You've added them to the bar mitzvahs. We don't start speaking about them on Rosh Hashanah by the day when you got everyone's attention. So, what's Peshat over here? What's Peshat? And this, by the way, is a kasha that I heard many, I don't remember who asked this kasha, but it's very relevant to what Shem of Olga says. It says as follows. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, in Daf Tezayin Beis Ronos, V'omer Reb Yitzchok, Ein donin esa odom, elo lefi maisav shel oisoy shoh. When there's a judgment in Rosh Hashanah, the judgment only takes place according to what that person is in the level and position that he is at that time. Shnema, ki shoma lekim es kol hanar ba'asher hu shom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the voice of the child like he was it. Context, what's it referring to? It's referring to Yishmol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his voice. The Malachi Ashores came to Rebbein Shloilom and said, Rebbein Shloilom, this Yishmol is going to create a nation that is proud of ISIS. This is a nation that's going to create a people who perform 9/11 and are proud of it. These are the kind of people you're going to kill, you're going to save. Yishmol, get rid of him now. He won't have any problems. Imagine what United Nations would look like without Yishmol. Could there be plenty of the British, French have enough to say about Israel? But imagine what it would look like. Right, that Yishmol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I must disregard that. Ba'asher hu shom. What he is right now is how I'm going to judge him. And he deserves to be saved for the position he is right now. So that is all wonderful. Okay? But there's an extra chiddush, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel in Tezayin Amud Aleph, one that we showed him on the side of the page, as a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ein donu odem elef fi ma'isob, shal oysu shor shem ha-kishom alikem zkoda naba asher shom. Okay? Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings down Rishuman ben Levi, Omer, Mahai Kro. He brings down a different posuk. Im zoch v'yosho ha-yiso, Ein ksiv. It doesn't say, if you were clean and straight, Ela imzoch v'yosho ato, if you're clean and straight now. In other words, when a pasuk talks about how Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at somebody, he doesn't talk about what you look like in the past, what you look like now. Says the Shlomo Volber, this is an incredible Yerushalmi. What it seems from this Yerushalmi is that when a person comes to Rosh Hashanah and a person stands in shul and he's about to be judged, he is not judged on the future, what he will be in the future, fair enough. Even though Shemayim may know that this person is going to be a horrendous individual, Shemayim will judge him the way he is now. Okay, that's already the pasuk the Moral brings down to Zainam Abayis, Ba'asher Hu Shom. According to the Yishalmi though, the other pasuk comes to tell me, he does not get judged according to his past. It doesn't say, if you were clean and straight in the past, if you're clean and straight now. Which means that with the judgment of Rosh Hashanah does not take place on what you did during the year. It is what you are now. Which is absolutely outstanding. Which means a person standing Rosh Hashanah, and it doesn't seem that what he did in the past or what he'll do in the future makes any difference to the judgment. What you are right now is how you are judged. 1 second. What's din all about? It's Yom Din. Din means it's judgment. It's judgment day. Yeah, it's a time when you're all being called into judgment. So if you disregard the past and you're standing there, forget about that. What are you right now? Then what kind of din is that? The guy comes to court and he's dressed beautifully, impeccably dressed. He's got his handkerchief sticking out of his pocket. Yeah, his hair is combed and his shoes are buffed. And he comes inside there and he speaks very politely to the judge, but he's just shot a whole kindergarten full of kids in school. Ba'asher hu shom. Right now, he looks very civil. He looks very well put together. We're going to judge him according to now. What about the past? What kind of judgment is this? Says Rav Volber, and this is incredible. Says Rav Volber that Rosh Hashanah is not about doing teshuva per se. It's a serious meitshuva, no doubt. It's one serious meitshuva, but Rosh Hashanah is all about malchius. It's all about creating a tool, a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to live inside yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to the world in Rosh Hashanah and there's incredible amount of malchus, kingship, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to pour into the world. The more we prepare ourselves and we make a kli that is eligible, that is available for that malchus to fill up, that is how much we will be considered on that day. If we are able to stand by Tekiyah Shofar, and we are able, or do, whenever it is, and we are able to say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I right now want you to be my melech. I right now want you to control my life. I want you to dictate how I should live. And I'm going to work and ensure that I will be a Kiddush Hashem. I will ensure that I will make sure everything possible, that I will be a proper Eved. Then at that moment in time, that is who he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him then. And that is Deir Rosh Hashanah. Deir Rosh Hashanah is about right now. Malachim echafezun, v'giler odi yoichezun, v'yemi hina yoimadin. The Malachim are panicking. Yeah, and how they're going to win? Says Rosh Hashanah Volva. How they're going to manage? Regular, for the tzaddikim, they prepare themselves the whole year, you know, ready from Motzei Yom Kippur, they're ready preparing for the next year. Fantastic. But the regular individual, the average person, doesn't have the ability to have a fighting chance if Malachim echafezun. Other than the fact that when a person stands in Rosh Hashanah, and he is somebody, at that moment in time, he's worked and prepared himself to be able to be Mekabel Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who is this person right now? That is a person I'm judging right now. Which is an incredible Chiddush. So he says, leave behind the past. Forget about the past right now. Forget about what you did, and forget about why you did it. That's not the point. Stand right now, and make an absolute declaration. And be completely sincere with a broken-hearted stand, like the Kotzker said. There's nothing more perfect than a broken heart. And say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I want you in my life. Rebbeinu Shleilam, there's nothing else that's important than what you want me to do. And that moment, the more you do that, that is what's important. Forget about, and therefore, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I want you to give it because of, I want to have a nice panosa, and I want to have health next year, and I want to have a family next year. And that is not the point. That's looking to the future. Don't look to the future. Hashem will look to the future either. Right now, that is what you need. That is a chiddush of Hashem of all. But atim nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem lekeichem. Atim nitzavim hayoyim. I like to say, Peshat is, atim nitzavim hayoyim. Today, when it's talking about nitzavim hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah, hayoyim means not just today. The judgment is about today. Atim nitzavim hayoyim, the judgment is all about the hayoyim. It's all about how you prepare yourself on the Rosh Hashanah to have Malchus Shemaim. And he says, I'll just read out his language. When standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bal nigra b'machshu v'seinu achre ha'ova. Don't schlep past. U'bal n'shoytet b'moyoy ha'otot shol chayin. Don't think about the future. Oyshe v'chovot. Elo nimale es ha'hoive. Right now. Li'oizoch v'yosho achshov. Right now, prepare yourself to be clean and prepared for right now. B'seirus amitish ha'kabaz oil u'bir l'tahir. The real hisoiris to become closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yavra Aleinu Shnei Yemei Rosh Hashanah, and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah will pass, Beli Shum Chet, Umichshob, Machshob, Vdiva, Vamaisa. That is our preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Atin Sam Hayoim Kulchem, today is what it's all about. That's one very, very amazing thing, and he develops it, obviously, when he's Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is the next stage. When Yom Kippur is not about Malchus, Yom Kippur is about you. It's not about how great a Avodah Shalom is, it's about how small or great you are. Yeah, and one's got to get rid of the chet, and you've got to prepare yourself. That's already, it's a healing process of tshuva. But Rosh Hashanah is all about malchus. Don't talk about chet. Right now, prepare yourself. And we have time to prepare, understand what shofar is all about, understand what tshuva is all about, understand a little bit what's expected from us. That is this vort over here. I want to very, very quickly finish off a beautiful vort from Shem Mishmul. The Sochet Shofar brings down, again, this question. What does it mean, atin etzavim hayoyim? The word hayoyim seems to be superfluous. So he says, there's a medrash. The Medrash brings on, in the beginning of this parasha, it's Medrash Pliya. Medrash says, Posach Pischa Lahai Parashasa. They introduce the parasha of Adam as follows. Chachomin teach us, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzis. Shachris is until Chatzis. Tfilas Mincha is Ad HaErev, is until the evening. Tfilas HaErev Ein Lo Keva. And the Arvis has no Keva. Hainu Kala Laila. That is how they introduce Parshas Nitzavim to us. Wonderful. Let's go through our parasha. So Shem Shmuel, the Sochet Shofar, says a very fascinating thing. He says, Atim Nitzavim, he brings different sources, that Nitzavim means kium, established, standing, upright. Nitzavim, something that is absolutely Nitzavim. He said, nothing has a kium, nothing can remain intact unless there is renewal. Unless one renews oneself, it becomes old, it becomes stale, it becomes mitzvahs noshim ulamodot. Nothing can become long term, unless it is the amount of technology and how they, you know, there's a new, I don't advertise, I don't use my advertising things here. There's a new, I think it's called the X-Phone for iPhone. And you know, the iPhone, no, there's an iPhone X.
Yeah, they call it 10, you'll see it.
iPhone 10. Do you know the lines that wait outside the Apple stores in New York? Yeah? There's lines going round and round the block to get this Heiliger phone, right? What is it already? Yeah? It's a phone. But the Hischatschus, I've got the new phone, it takes up the whole, and it's got a face recognition button, yeah, that can recognize my face. Brain Schleiner recognizes your face, yeah? Rabbi Shlomo sees a whole picture, yeah? He sees everything. This is Hischatschus. So, Atim Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem, what he means over here is, when he's standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nitzavim Hayoim, what's Hayoim? Hayoim, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives, the Pasuk says, Hischatschus B'chol Yoim Tomim Ma'aseh Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the world every day. As Klal Yisrael, we have the ability to hone into that, to grab onto that, and be Hischatschus every day ourselves. So he translates it. Atim Nitzavim Hayoim, how are you Nitzavim? How do you keep going? How do you become established? Hayoim. That if you realize that every day Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a world anew, and we're able, Hayoim, to connect, as if every day is anew, then we have a kium. And that's Peshat over here, in the Medrash, when it says, Shachris Mincha Maariv. What's it got to do with this parasha? Ein lo keva, what does the Gemara say? Ein lo keva, the Gemara says, you mustn't make it tfilas keva. What does it mean, keva? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein tfilas tachnuni, my keva, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef say, kol she'ein yochil lechadish bo dovo. Anything, a person may not make his prayers keva. What is it, what's pshat keva? He doesn't renew it, doesn't add anything in there. Ubarashi, bebakushos, Rashi bebakushos, vaynadoshim keva. Hayoim, kein mocho. In other words, the parasha, when the parasha is introduced, as Atin Mitzavim Hayoim, says a medrash, tefillah is something that goes on that is perpetual. Shachris goes all the way almost to Mincha. Mincha goes to Maariv. Maariv always double to Shachris. And it goes on, and it renews itself. How, it goes on. How do we possibly have proper kavana, that ain't no keva, where we're able to mischadish b'chol yoyim, when we realize that every single tefillah, every single day is a new opportunity, as an ability to become new and established. So this is Atim Nitzavim Hayoim. You are standing today with the ability to hone into Hayoim, that every day Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a new world. Our life can become interesting. Our life can become renewed. The mitzvahs to become inspired by understanding this Hayoim. But more than that, the Hayoim over here is the ability to focus on the day, on the day that Yom Rosh Hashanah is so important that you can almost, correct, we'll take out the word almost. According to the Yishama, you can dictate your position, how, what, and who you are by just focusing on the day of Rosh Hashanah. If you are in a position to be mekabel Oyel Malchus Shemayim Rosh Hashanah, you can disregard the past, you can disregard the future, that's for Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah is all about Hayoim, about the day. This is what we're talking about. This is a fantastic, fantastic matana we have. Kodesh Baruch Hu shall all give us the inspiration and a dedication to his Ratzon Hashem, and we shall all be, Ezer Hashem, have a Shana Tovah Mesubah.